Jim and Drew Heinonen here with me in Studio A at WTIP. Thanks, guys, for coming in on a very snowy day.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. You guys have a couple gigs coming up this weekend, I saw.
We do, yeah. Drew and I play as a duo, as Brotherless Arms, at the Tavern at 6, or give or take. Yeah. And then the band Brothers in Arms is at Grammarais, and we'll be starting at 9 on Saturday, because they got big bingo night going on that night.
Dude, that is, have you been to that?
Yes, it's insane. It's yeah.
I was ill-prepared for when I walked in there. Yeah. It's a big deal with lots of meat being paraded around.
Big chunks of meat.
Really?
It's about the most Midwestern thing you can ever experience.
It is, for sure. I was going to tackle them the other night when they came out with the ribs, but they wouldn't let me. So.
You got to win that fair and square through pure luck.
Yeah, that's it. That's the deal.
So how long has Brothers in Arms been a thing? I feel like it's been a couple years at this point.
It's been all of...
It predates me.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. It's the original band, probably 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then a good friend of mine, Jeff Mitchell, and a guy named Mark Abramson. And I started a trio, which I called Brothers in Arms. And then Jeff is a cancer survivor multiple times, and Mark moved away, and we wanted to keep a whole band going. So I knew of Jonathan and Drew, and tackled him on the street and begged him to play with me. It's greatest thing I ever did. So
yeah.
So now, as it stands, it's been about 2 years, I think, because we did Radio Waves two times now. Yeah.
Cool. So, and you play with Common Ground elsewhere, and I know that Jim plays with Michelle and maybe something else. Are you part of North Country Fair? Is that strictly
the women? No, Michelle, it's all girls.
Yeah.
We've kicked it around, but we're keeping it all. It's kind of a babysitter issue, too. But Michelle and I actually haven't played for the winter for lack of good sitters or people that are willing to. And we're playing Tomorrow Night for the first time, and I think it's been 5 months since we played.
Oh, exciting.
So we're at Luke's in Lobby Tomorrow Night.
Tonight.
Oh, yes, dude. See? I don't know what day it is. I'm thinking it's Thursday. This snowstorm has me, stuck in the wilderness. It is Friday. We are playing tonight. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah, you got to get down there after this.
I know, man. Cool. I'm like, okay. Sorry about that, huh?
No problem. Well, Brotherless Arms here with us, just the two of them. Let's start off with a song.
We'll dig out an old Hank song. Here we go.
What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? I said, hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we can find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. Well, this sort of pie paid the dance for free, so if you want to have fun, something up with me. Thank you.
very nice version of that song.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Brotherless Arms here with me on the senior group right now, and they're going to be playing at the Gunflint Tavern at 6 p.m., but their larger group, Brothers in Arms, where they reattach the arms, they're going to be at the Grand Marais on Saturday at 8 p.m. Drew's over here with a guitar, I assume, of his own making.
That's correct.
What projects do you have going on right now? Are you at liberty to talk about them?
Oh, I've got a lot going right now. I have actually 10 instruments in various stages of the process right now. Yeah.
Do you only do standard acoustic guitars, or do you? Okay,
that's it, and the proper nomenclature would be a steel string flat top acoustic.
Okay,
so each of those is kind of a signifier, a distinguisher of, you know, they're not classicals, they're not archtops, and they're not electrics.
There you go. Have you ever thought about branching out further from that, or?
I would love to. It would be a lot of fun, but I am busy with what's on the plate right now. And I have been kicking around the idea for another. I kind of want another personal instrument, which would be an electric, that I've been kicking around in my head. But that at some point when I maybe have some time, we'll see if I ever get to that in the next decade.
that's actually really funny you said that. I actually purchased an electric guitar a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
So what do I need to know as a beginner electric guitar player, just a guitar player in general? How do I build my chops?
Well, make sure you have one that goes to 11.
That's a prerequisite. Right. Like, everyone knows that, true.
Yeah. Sorry. I wanted to start out at the, like, you know, the bass. That's what you need to know.
Got to turn it up all the way.
Yeah. Beyond that, then, I mean, I think with electrics, so much of it, there's such a huge world of pedals and effects. Mm-hmm. And you can just, there's so much to dive into there and but, you know, and then just people are seeking tone and, you know, amps, tube amps, diving into that pool is a whole nother ball of wax.
Right. Is that maybe why you guys keep it simple with the acoustics, is then you can just pick up and play?
Yes. At least in this group? I mean, in this group, it's easier. And we don't have to have drums to contend with when it's just the two of us.
Right.
Yeah. But like when it's Brothers in Arms, it's, you know, when you've got the full kit there and having the electric there to add some oomph and fill it out a little bit and get a little rowdy.
Makes a great difference.
Yeah.
And the pureness of acoustic instruments is always really fun. And I just love the two acoustic guitars, but Drew's an amazing electric player. I'm picking up a Fender Acoustitele, which is the combination of a Telecaster and I'm in line for one that's supposed to be delivered mid-May, but I've tried a Strat years ago and got bored and sold it. I keep telling Drew I should have never sold it. It was a really nice one, but what'd you get? What do you?
Oh, it's just like an SG clone. It's an Epiphone thing. Oh, it's not an actual Gibson or anything, but it's pretty close to that.
They make nice stuff.
But I've been seeing ads for those like all over the place, those acoustics. Is that like a brand new thing that just came out and people are going crazy for, or what?
I think they just dropped it at NAMM.
Yeah.
The North American Music Manufacturers Convention. I think it was at the Winter NAMM this past
That's
year.
When it really
they have a winter
off.
And a summer, and I think that, I don't know if that one's winter might be out in Anaheim somewhere, but
it's crazy. It's electronic processor or bit sound bits, so it's got a 5-position switch and it goes from a full body dreadnought, I mean sound just like that, to a small parlor guitar, to a maple guitar, to a classic Tele, to a distorted Tele, all with a flip of a switch.
That's insane.
And I was just thinking what a kick it'd be, because in the band I play an acoustic guitar, but then there's songs we do where Drew's riffing it up and I'm going, wouldn't it be cool if I could just click a switch and go into distorted Tele, or, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
Brotherless Arms is joining me right now. We're getting into technical guitar. Yeah, talk. This is a new world for me.
Really?
Yeah. So tell me, who else is in the group when it's the full band of Brothers in Arms?
Go ahead.
Well, Jonathan Steckelberg playing bass.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who's jumping Joey Peterson out of Hovland, the drummer. Yep.
Yeah. So we have a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of fun.
Let's do another song.
Cool. Take you back to an old Pure Prairie League song here. I can see why you think you belong to me. I never tried to make you. I let you see one thing for yourself. And now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. See, I thought that I might keep you for my own. I guess I was wrong. Amy, what you wanna do? 'Cause I think, babe, that I could stay with you now for a while. Maybe longer if I do. Don't you think the time is right for us to find all the things you thought weren't proper? We'd be right in time, and can't you see which way we should turn, together or alone? Never see who's right or who is wrong. But you take too long, won't you tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? 'Cause I think, babe, that I could stay with you now for a while. Maybe longer if I do. I'm sure we both will see. Won't you look at me, tell me, Amy, what you wanna do? I think, babe, that I could stay with you now for a while. Maybe longer if I do. Amy, what you wanna do? 'Cause I think, babe, that I could stay with you now for a while. Maybe longer if I do. But I keep falling in and out of love with you. Falling in and out of love with you. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I keep falling in and out of love with you.
I love the last four bars of that so much. It's always got me.
It is
perfect.
That in the beginning is always, yeah, that's.
Yeah. Brotherless Arms joining me right now. You can catch their full band at Grand Marais on Saturday at 8 p.m. here in town, or also 9 p.m., or rather, my bad, 6 p.m. at the Gunflint Tavern on Sunday. And I know Drew Heinonen on the, from my perspective, the left guitar, but I guess it doesn't matter if you're listening to the radio.
Stage right from stage this right. side.
Exactly. I know that you've written a couple songs for one of your other groups, Common Ground, and I'm curious, Jim, have you ever taken up the pen and written your own music?
I have, but I'm not. I've got a couple. Yeah, that was pretty poor answer. I don't write that well. Michelle's a great songwriter. Maria's a great songwriter, and I pale to them. But I have written three or four songs that I'm kind of fond of.
Cool. Yeah. Do you ever play those out with any of your groups? Or
we do. Michelle and I play a couple that I've written, and okay. and quite a few of hers. But yeah. But
good.
I've never brought, you know, actually Brothers in Arms, Drew, when he's Common Ground, plays some of his stuff. But we've never played originals. We've always just all done covers. We should try that, man. Yeah. There's an idea.
How is Maria doing over in
She's
Ireland?
Doing really good. Well. She's a teeny bit stressed. The wedding's just a few weeks away now, or I guess 3 or 4 weeks away. May 18th. But she's got all the details down and a beautiful wedding dress, and it's all in place. So.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So she's well. She greets everyone. She misses home a lot.
Right. So. Hopefully we'll get her back over here.
Oh, we will. Yeah. There's going to be a reception here in September. So when she's back, you should catch her and get her to come in quick if she
absolutely.
Can fit it in.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Is her betrothed, he's a musician at all?
He is. He's a bass player. Oh. I knew you'd like that. Yeah. And really very good. And just a cool dude. So yeah.
Right. You get a whole Miller and Nikolai, whatever his last name is, band there
yeah.
going.
Booth. Adam Booth. Booth.
Cool. Yep.
And he great. Plays in a band that you'd really like. Some really cool, just, yeah.
Right. I should get some of his.
I'll link you up with a YouTube thing of them.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, you'd like it.
Brotherless Arms here joining me on the Scenic Route. We got time for a couple more songs. Let's do another.
Let's do. Sorry, I'm thinking quick here. Let's do Tear Stained Eye.
Okay.
Yeah. What's that? Walking down Main Street, getting to know old concrete, looking for a purpose from the neon sign. I would meet you anywhere. Western sun meets the air. I'll hit the road, looking behind. The gear tonight. Nothing greater, nothing more than the traveling hands of time. St. Genevieve, and roll back the water. St. Stone Father, with a tear stained eye. Seeing traces of the scars that came before, written in the pavement, still asking for more. When the hours don't move along, worn out but familiar song, hearing your voice is not enough, more than a shame. And you deny nothing greater. Nothing more than the traveling hands of time. St. Genevieve, and go back to water. Saints don't bother with a tear-stained eye. Thank you.
said. Rode hard and pulled away with, threw away the bad news. Let's put it to rest. Living is a learning, and the truth is state of mind. You find it better at the end of the line. You deny nothing greater, nothing more than the traveling hands of time. Saint Genevieve, go back to water. Saints don't bother with a tear-stained eye. Well, Saint Genevieve, you know, back the water. Saints don't bother with a tear-stained eye.
Brotherless Arms, Jim Miller and Drew Heinonen here on the air with me. Who wrote that song?
That is a Sun Volt song.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's
very cool. I was always, because what was the group? It was him and Jeff Tweedy. They were the Uncle Tupelo.
Right,
correct.
Yeah. And then they went their separate ways.
Right.
So I've listened to a lot of Wilco, but I've not.
Yeah, that's Sun Volt, and they've got some great stuff too. I think you'd really like them.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of their songs or one of their albums, but I haven't dove into the discography.
It's so funny, Wilco really, they both broke off and did great stuff.
Right. I think the third guy who is in Uncle Tupelo just like quit music altogether and like just disappeared. Well, that's it. That's all.
Oh, crazy.
Cool. Huh. I realized that I did not do a weather report at the top of the hour, which I apologize for, but people want to know.
I don't know if anybody wants to know.
Maybe that's right.
If we don't say, it won't happen.
Every time I think that happened, that exact phrase in my life, it never happens.
It's a misnomer.
It always happens anyway.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, 30 degrees outside right now here in Grand Marais. We have an 80% chance of some more wintry mix, some icy snow coming down, about an inch or so more coming down into the evening. Then should be clearing up, going to be partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 38, and then Sunday and Monday going to be in the low to mid 40s, actually, in sunny skies. So the snow should be melting pretty quickly here. So that's always good news. I know traveling to gigs can be stressful when you're on a treacherous road and you have thousands of dollars of equipment in the back.
I think traveling home can be worse after a long night of...
Yeah. You're all tired.
Yeah. And it's dark. And yeah.
So what else is coming up for the group? Is there plans this summer to be playing anywhere regularly, or what's coming up?
Well, we have... It's the second Saturday of the month at Grand Marais.
Oh, cool.
That's the kind of the standing Brothers in Arms gig. And then we piece in a few gigs at the Wonder Bar. And Jim and I are doing Brotherless Arms. We are at usually about once a month.
Over at Bluefin.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then Voyager's got a bike race in May, and the date evades me, but it's like mid-May, and they've got the band playing outdoors under a tent at the finale of that race kind of thing. So hoping it won't snow that day.
Anything's possible.
It is.
That's it. Well, I was going to ask, I don't know if you know this, but you might have the best band name in town right now, because every time I've mentioned it, people like crack up at it. Is it deeper than that? Are you both two brotherless men? Do you not have male siblings?
I have two older half brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to count. I think I have. There's four other brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, I have four other brothers.
So it wasn't clever on that level.
No, it was. In fact, it was a mistake, kind of, because Drew came up with a name, and I thought I heard what he said. And then somebody asked me real quick to put it on the calendar, and I said, I think we said Brotherless Arms. What would you had come up with something different, didn't you?
I think I might have said Brothers Unarmed.
That was it. Maybe, yeah, Brothers Unarmed. And I, and all of a sudden, I couldn't remember, so I quick threw out Brotherless Arms. So and we've all been laughing ever since.
Close enough. Yeah. Close enough. Well, we got time for one more song here, so let's do one more, and I want to thank you guys for coming in.
Thank
sounds
you
great.
Much.
I don't know what it is, but just the tone of both these guitars sounds so good together. So.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really Drew tweaked this one. It's just a Gibson. It's not a Heinonen, but he fixed it for
his
me.
His golden so. Touch.
Yes, yes. We're going to do an old Elvery Brothers tune for you that I think Drew likes a lot. So it goes like this.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm going to cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I think like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm there with my baby, with someone new. She sure looks happy, and I sure am blue. She was my baby, until she stepped in. Goodbye to romance. It might have been. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby, she's through with me. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Oh, yeah, that was good. Brotherless Arms here, Drew Heinonen and Jim Miller, whom I just got a message from Mysterious Way's own Pat Eliason saying, Jim, you're his musical hero.
Thanks, Pat. You're mine, so there you go, man.
Thanks, guys. 6 p.m. on Sunday. You can catch these two or catch their full band the day before that on Saturday at 8 at Grammar Ray's. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Nine. Remember, man, bingo.
You can't figure out what day it is, and I can't figure out what time
it's like,
it is.
We, you know, but we're going to go win some meat, so there you go.
If you show up at 8, you can win some meat.
This is it.
Yeah, win some meat at 8, 9 p.m., right Brothers in Arms.
You all got right. It. Cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right.